because it is absolutely necessary in a collision of sinners that marks and defines the life of the church and the home. So I want us to look at some compelling biblical, theological, spiritual reasons why we are to forgive. For the sheer spiritual nobility of it, and because it is a direct command from God to us. Now, I'm going to give you some of these reasons tonight and next Sunday night. We'll see if we can work our way through them in two nights. If not, we'll add a third after Easter and a week later or so. But I want to start where you have to start. Forgiveness is required of a believer because forgiveness is the most godlike act a Christian can do. It is the most godlike act a Christian can do. No act is more divine than forgiveness. Never are we more like God than when we forgive. What do we mean by forgiveness? Forgiveness is a verbally declared, personally given promise, a statement of undeserved, unearned love that affirms that though I have been offended, there is no anger, no hatred, no desire for vengeance, no bitterness, no retaliation. Why? Because there is no guilt, no blame held. That's forgiveness. This is a characteristic that belongs to God. He is a God of forgiveness. Obviously, we could spend a lot of time talking about that particular attribute of God, His forgiveness. But let me just give you a few representations of it in Scripture. In the 34th chapter of Exodus, God discloses Himself to Moses. Verse 5, He descends in the cloud. And the Lord passed by in verse 6 in front of Moses and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth. Now, there are some attributes of God: compassion, grace, slowness to anger, loving kindness, truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. Who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin.